Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were talking about how shameful it is that people calling themselves Christians allow unholy things to come into their lives. Let's resume that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation for the Bible stands.
And so there is Christ hanging on a cross. And yet he endures the shame. He despises the shame, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 12:2. Despising the shame. But he did it for the joy that was set before him. But he did that in his human body. And it became him to endure that for us, because this is his person. You know, when we say, that's not becoming of a gentleman, we think of, well, that's not action that becomes a gentleman. And that's not the action that becomes this kind of a person when we're talking about people. You know, they did this, or they said that, and boy, that's not normally what we'd appear with that person or who he's supposed to be. Well, a Christian is supposed to be Christ-like. So if we would be Christ-like, the love of the cross must become us. And particularly in this day in which the spirit of iniquity reigns in the heart of so many who say they love God. But, you know, the true love of God should become us. And that example there on the cross, and then when you look at verse 2 here in our text, it is truly evident that perhaps our behavior does not become holiness. And we will not be unashamed at his appearing, because of so much that gets in. Look, my friend, it becomes us. If you would be like Christ, if you're going to be a Christian, the word Christian means Christ-like. I've said often in the past that you can be saved and not a Christian. You say, what? How can that be? Well, because the word Christian means Christ-like. And you can be saved, but not very Christ-like, because, you know, you're still walking in the lust of the flesh and so many things. But the Christ-likeness should become us, having received him as our Savior and him saving us for our sins. Don't forget, at any time when he was on the cross, he could have called 12 legions of angels, but I think he could have even just came off that cross without the help of the angels. But he did that for you and me. You know, the book of Hebrews tells us that Moses was faithful in all his house, but it also says it is required in stewards to be faithful. Being faithful does not mean that we are perfect or never make a mistake. The point is to be faithful in God's word. Be faithful in doctrine. Be faithful in obedience to his word. Because, you see, we once walked in disobedience, and some Christians are still walking in disobedience. And sometimes we slip into disobedience. And so this is a real call to us to have that behavior that becometh holiness. Love become Christ on the cross. We see that. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Love becometh God. Holiness becometh us. That should be a behavior. Our behavior should become holiness. And that's the way they should see Christ in us. And so, If you take the Word and you stand on the Word, you witness the Word to a lost and dying world, notice that it may attack you verbally or in other ways. But when Jesus was attacked on the cross, his reaction was, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." We spend so much time in front of the mirror each morning, especially if you're going to church. But our person should be the adorning of Christ. I mean, the adorning of our bodies, we really want to dress up and look nice to be in God's house. And that's good. That's part of the adorning of Christ, is that we're trying to look modest and yet our best, giving our best, because we're going to his house. I would not dress up more for a wedding. Should not dress up more to go see the White House, regardless of who is president. Should not dress up more for that than I would for church. So, we want the adorning of Christ. Christ was attacked. Paul was attacked. Stephen kept preaching. They stoned him to death. He was still preaching and praying. They hit him with the stones, knocked him to the ground, and he says, "Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." And so, you're attacked. You keep preaching the word. Don't you think Moses was attacked? But then also Noah. What about Noah and the flood? 120 years of preaching. Nothing's happened. It's never rained before on the earth. And he's talking about this flood of water that's coming, and they're about to laugh him to scorn. What'd he do? He preached. He kept on preaching. He's called a preacher of righteousness in the New Testament. So, you just keep preaching the word. You keep witnessing the word. You keep standing on the word of the Lord. He kept on keeping on to save our soul. Inept weakness, that inept weakness of Satan, that he had to use the word to attack Eve. But when Jesus used the word against Satan, it defeated Satan soundly. And so Satan did bruise his heel, but his heel bruised Satan's head. The word of God rightly divided. Keep the joy that is set before us always, always, always in your heart and mind. You walk in that. You live in that. You allow that to be your life. So, as we look there at verse 2 here of Titus chapter 3, again, as an admonition to we who are saved and we make up the local church to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing meekness to all men. And lest we forget, verse 3 added, "For we ourselves also were sometime foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice, and envy, hating one another." Oh, sometimes some years back here, I had people, they wanted the church. One of the men of church, the man was going through a divorce. His wife was very immoral, done some things, and then she would attack him bodily, physically, in his sleep, hit him with things, do things like that. And so finally, after giving her warnings and after her many adulteries, he divorced her. Now, for whatever reason, there's some people in the church that were upset with that man, not the wife. Okay. Don't ask me why. Don't try to understand Satan. Try to understand the Word of God, okay? But they wanted to church said, if we have proof of him doing such and such, can we do that and bring him before the church? And so I said, okay, well, listen, you want to do that because that's biblical. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, that's right. That's biblical. I said, okay. Now, remember, in the Old Testament and the New Testament as well, there's another note made there. And are you willing to go along with it? Now, they'd gone back and looked at 4 years. This guy's past, Facebook and everything else, anything they could find on him. And they were going to nail him. And so what's so funny about that is that I just thought, okay, but now these witnesses you have, we're going to go back and look at their past 4 years, and we're going to expose those as well, because they got to know, people got to know whether there's a false witness, what kind of witness they are. You know what? They dropped it, like everything. Actually, they had named to me two witnesses they had, and both witnesses called up and apologized, said we were just mad about something. I don't know what it was. I wouldn't go into that. They called up and apologized. And, you know, those people wanted to get rid of them, so because they didn't get rid of them, they left, went into other ministries. Now they've messed up some other ministries. They've messed up some other things. You know, and that's just the way things have gone. But here, he's reminding us. He says, now look, you were that way at one time too. So don't be so ready to do that. You know, gentle. Learn gentleness. Learn to be what you are supposed to be. Okay, so he went after him. So that is talking about Christ-likeness. Christ-likeness. Now let me just again expand a little bit here on Christ-likeness. Go over, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter 2. And verses, now let's look at verses 21 through 23. In 1 Peter chapter 2, there we read this about Jesus, beginning with verse 22. Well, I'll start with verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, to his own. I mean, this is one of the things. To his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree. Folks, I hope that you let that 1 Peter 2:24 sink in your mind. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stand.